Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick. That word quick means alive spiritually. Remember that. Alive spiritually. You want to remember that. That's what it means. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Then you look at John 6, John Gospel. There's a special place that the Spirit of God won't take us today. John Gospel, now remember what he said about the word. Chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that makes us alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. I notice Jesus is the speaker. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They put you in a new category. The words I speak to you. Now, the subject matter this morning, Holy Spirit, continual unlocking the supernatural life in me. Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural life in me. Right under that, because I had two subjects almost, it's so clear. Holy Spirit, reveal my supernatural life to me daily. Holy Spirit, reveal my supernatural life to me daily. Here's a short definition of supernatural. The abilities of God flowing in maturity. The abilities of God flowing through me in maturity upon every situation, no matter what it is. Meaning, you will never be defeated again. Living a lifestyle that you recognize you cannot ever be defeated again. Don't care how you feel, don't care how much fear is around you, don't care how much fact is against you, you know you cannot fail. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So we want to permit the Holy Spirit, the word for the year, Holy Spirit manifest. Holy Spirit continue. See, it's a continual unlocking, it's a continuous maturing in the supernatural life in me. Now there are three, I'm gonna let you sit down a while, but there's three profound things that will keep you rolling in the supernatural. Three profound things you can do every day in every situation that will cause you to function in the supernatural. In the abilities of God, in the abilities of Jesus Christ, in the abilities of the Holy Spirit, in the abilities of the Word of God, in the abilities of the kingdom, unlocking your covenant at all times. Unlocking your covenant rights at all times to be victorious. No matter what the situation is. Now, we're not talking about no situation. We're talking about supernatural. Situation cannot handle the supernatural. I wish somebody got a situation in you today. If you got a situation, as an old country boy, if you got a situation, we're going to sick the supernatural on it. Because you noted that verse in John 6:63, I want you to go back there. John 6:63, I want you to go back there for a minute. It is the Spirit that maketh alive. Sometimes Christians looking on the outside too much. Your power is not on the outside. Your divine abilities are not on the outside. They are on the inside. You got to be trained how to live from the inside. All right? There's a total victory on the inside of me. No matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on in my body, no matter what's going on my job, I have total victory on the inside of me. Listen what I'm about to say now. All the time. That nature, that supernatural life that God has put in me, I have permitted to be unlocked all the time. Let me look at one or two more scriptures before we sit down. That bespeak. I'm going to give you three things. I told you three things. I better give them to you now. Praying in the Spirit is a master key from unlocking the supernatural on the inside of you. Romans 8:26-28. Praying in the Spirit. Every time you pray in the Spirit, you are unlocking the supernatural. Yes, sir. The second one is worship. God is a spirit, John 4:24. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him. You get to worship him. You get to lift in your hand and talk to God. Yes. And you sense that you're moving into another world. You see? Yes. So from this morning forward, in your maturity, you become a supernatural activator. I'm giving you three supernatural activating power. Praying in the Spirit. Everybody can do it. Yes. Worship. Yes. All right. And this third one is so powerful. I want to look at it a minute. This third one is so powerful. It's a supernatural power activator. Supernatural life activator. Look in Joshua 1:8. It's just the supernatural will not function without activation. So what the Lord is doing this morning, he's maturing you.
Yes.
Oh, y'all better.
Yes.
You going into a realm of supernatural maturity.
Yes.
You don't care what the situation is or how you feel, you know you can activate the supernatural.
Yes.
Remember what I said supernatural is. The abilities of God flowing in maturity. The abilities of God flowing in maturity that you have provided for it by worship, by praying in the Spirit. What the other one was?
Meditating.
We're at Joshua 1:8 now. This is a profound verse. This verse is talking about living from the inside. One of our problems as Christians, even though we're reading the Bible, even though we're praying, we live on the outside too much. Come on, son. You live on the outside too much. Your maturity, your supernaturalness. So hold right there. Stay right there. I got it. Stay, hold it. Your supernatural, your maturity, your supernaturalness. Notice what I said. Your supernaturalness.
Right.
Your abilities to act like God. The gospel will come out of you. Your problems or your situation won't see you anymore. You see Jesus. I receive you, see. Receive your seat. Come on. So one of the main things we're talking about now is maturity.
Love you, Pop.
I love y'all too. You say love you, Pop. That's $2,000. So we're talking about simple ways from the Holy Spirit not to live normal no more. The normal trial, the normal temptation. Yeah, you see. Now Joshua, that Joshua 1:8 there. Oh Lord. Just settle down a few minutes. We jump on things too fast. Just settle down. Just say, I'm going to just sit down 10 minutes and just talk to God about this. And I'm going to give me a scripture. The Holy Spirit is going to give me a scripture, and I'm going to meditate that scripture. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate then day and night. Look, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that written therein. For then thou, look what it says, happen to you, shall make thy way prosper and have good success. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being prosperous and having good success? You design, oh my goodness, I'm getting happy. You design to loose or live in the supernatural at all times. How can I say this, Lord? There's a supernatural village on the inside of you. Where the Father, the Son, because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So God, actually, your healing, your health, your wealth, your wisdom, your understanding, your enlightenment, your inspiration, your glory, your grace, your faith, your joy, your peace, all on the inside of you at all times. No matter what's going on the outside, on the inside, you have perfect peace. We are designed by God to live from the inside. Religion calls you to live from the outside. You're trying to do it yourself. You're trying to do something, watch what I say now, something that is already done. G-R-A-C-E. M-E-R-C-Y. L-O-V-E. Nobody under the sound of my voice who is a Christian has anything against them they can't handle. See, you come to the divine position of Galatians 2:20. Turn there. Holy Spirit, continue. Come on, Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural life in me. Come on, Holy Spirit, reveal my supernatural life to me daily. Don't let nothing cross you up tomorrow. Be still and know I'm God. Yes. Recognize that your mind, that's why Paul said in Romans 12, 3, he dealt with your body. Romans 12, 2, he dealt with your mind. And Romans 12, 3, he was telling you, always operate from your measure of faith. In other words, your faith measure is strong enough to handle anything. Why are you telling? All right, let's die.
Come on.
I'm going to kill all y'all this morning. I'll take the word of God. The word of God is quick, right? Power is sharper than a two-edged sword. That's Hebrews 4:12. You have to come to this revelation when self try to arise. Wait, now, some people you got to watch. Self, Satan, and substitutes. Write that down. Self, Satan, and substitute will try to arise. You got to keep them crucified. If you're going to operate in the supernatural, you're not going to do it in the flesh. You're not going to do it in the senses. You're not going to do it in the academics. You're not going to do it in government. It has to be done in the spirit. Y'all hearing me?
Yes,
are y'all worried about sitting down? You said, we sit down too much anyway. I know I do. Sit down, I get up. You need to get up. Start walking, walk around a little bit. You can't just sit down all day long. And my son bought me one of them things you plug up. What the name of it, Montreal? But that thing nice though. You got a button, and you sit down and ride. David Ford bought me. They sent Mama one too.
Amen.
And you got the button on there, and you know, you can go 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however long you want to go. Y'all need to exercise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stop apologizing and exercise.
Yes, sir.
Now we're talking about, this is so important, permitting the Holy Spirit. All right, let me say it this way now. You got a challenge. Something has come against you, or somebody has come against you. Pause long enough to permit the Holy Spirit to unlock the supernaturalness in you. Yes. Then you will have the wisdom, you will have the knowledge, you will have the strength, you will have the understanding, you have the patience,
yes,
to handle any situation.
Yes, sir.
Because baby, whether you know or not, you're supernatural.
Yes.
When the divine nature hits you, 2 Peter 1 will tell you about it. When you got to stop living from the outside. Their mind and their feeling will tell you you're being whipped or you're being defeated. Sit down. Go ahead and sit down so y'all can get laid there again. Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Understand now. I want you to be here too now. What's those three ways for you to activate the All right, you got it, right?
Yes, sir.
See, we need to do these on a daily basis. Matter of fact, when you get up in the morning before you talk to anybody, before you say good morning or anything to anybody, you need to speak to God.
Yes, sir.
If you don't beat your mind, I said, if you don't get ahead of your mind, you get up tomorrow morning and you don't get ahead of your mind going to tell you all kind of stuff. You don't feel good. Your left leg hurt. You're going to be late for all your appointments. Come on, you understand what I'm saying? Now, I got a lot of things to say to you today. So if I get a little lost, just have mercy on me because it's so much. Holy Spirit, reveal my supernatural life to me daily. Now, I want to show you something in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In all my lifetime of 51 years of preaching, I never heard nobody say this or show this to us. But in the supernatural life, you have to grow fruits, the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5. But there are also gifts of the Spirit that are in you ready to be functionized by your faith.
Right.
There's gifts of the Spirit. One's your word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the Son of the Spirit. They're there all the time. They're ready to function. They'll take you in a supernatural realm. Watch what I'm about to say now. Above Satan. Above demon power.
Yes,
you follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
oh my. I know I left the scripture. I'll get back to it after this. I'll go get back to Galatians 2:20. I got to go back there. Where I got you at now?
Yes,
all right. I'm going to show you three things. At least two things, I'm sure you three things. You might have knew by one. Four things, because it's so important to function in the supernatural property. What I say? When I talk about functioning in the supernatural properly, I'm talking about functioning in the spirit realm. Of functioning as a born-again child of God, or functioning as a spirit-filled believer.
Yes.
All right? Activating the powers of God. Activating, listen to me, the presence of God.
Yes.
You have God present with you all the time,
yes,
but you got to know how to activate it from the inside. And sometimes the man way to activate it is, shut up.
Yes.
Be still.
Yes.
And know I'm God. Write them three things down. Shut up.
Yes.
Be still. and know I'm God.
Amen.
Shut up. Yes. Be still. Stop. I mean, don't quote a scripture. Shut up. Because you're rehearsing that scripture.
Yes.
You're just rehearsing it. The scripture don't have no power in it. Coming out your mouth with no power because it's not connected to your inside. You're saying something you don't believe yourself. You're trying to make something happen. That's why I say meditate. Meditate it that when you say it, you got it.
Yes, sir.
We got to stop rehearsing the Bible from memorization and wonder why we don't have no manifestation.
Come on.
When you turn a scripture loose, you must turn it loose. Come on, you listen?
Yes, sir.
As a revelation to you.
Yes, sir.
If you rehearse in that scripture, and that scripture has not become real to you, it is not in the realm of the supernatural. You and God both got to believe it. For it to be in the supernatural. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of time, you know, we talk about playing church, P-L-A-Y-I-N-G, playing like you're a Christian, making a lot of noise, but no power. The power don't come until the meditation is made and the revelation is given. I want to put this voice out, but do I have it? Do this voice have me? Or am I just putting out the letter without the spirit? We're talking about supernatural now. What scripture was in? What? Yeah, because I want to give you all this revelation. You're going to start operating in the spirit at a deeper dimension after the day. With greater maturity, because there were some things the Holy Spirit showed me was left out in dealing in the spirit realm. Let me show it to you, because I'm jumping from scripture because so much I want to share with you today. Hallelujah, three times.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All I'm doing in that time is opening your spirit up.
Yes.
Yeah, opening your spirit. When you say hallelujah, praise God, glory to God. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. This is so clear to me. This is a proper stirring of the supernatural. In me, proper stirring of the supernatural in me, giving the Holy Spirit the right to function at a different dimension. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'll read a few verses, and when I get to the revelation, I'm going to share them with you, and they're going to put you in another position in spiritual maturity, all right? I said, all right?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all are listening too hard. Answer me. I know you're listening. I can feel you're listening. Good God. I appreciate that, though. And there's a certain amount of maturity in this house. I've got some matured Christians in here.
Amen.
Thank God for them.
Yes.
And if the other ones sat around long enough, they'd become matured.
Right.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts. You see that?
Yes,
brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried about unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. See, was. But now we're talking about the points of maturity.
Right.
So you don't have to be ignorant, and you don't have to be led by no dumb idol. You follow me? Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called as Jesus of Christ, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So you got to become mature enough to be able to call Jesus Lord.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when you call Jesus Lord, watch what happens. When you get mature enough to call Jesus Lord, it means you can't lose. I know I said lost. I know I said lost. I said lost on the point. I ain't said lose. I said lost.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yes.
And with all these right English and all that, just get this spiritual thing here. I can't lose. I knew I got enough education to say lose. I ain't want to say lose. I said lost. I'm not going to let English take over my anointing. Now, four things about to bring you into spiritual maturity right here. Because in order to operate in the supernatural, you got to grow fruit. And you have to flow in the gifts. So you got to learn how to grow. Talk to who over there? And know how to flow.
Yeah.
I say you got to know how to grow. And you got to know how to flow. Or you can't operate in the supernatural. You got to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, goodness, faith. You got to let that operate in you. The Holy Spirit operate in you in that facet. See? But then you turn, people will operate in gifts, but they don't operate in fruit. They will operate in fruit, and they can't operate in gifts. Gifts of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But I'm about to show you a secret now. Very few Christians know this secret. This is the apostolic secret. Unfold, I was reading one day, and God unfolded this to me. God says, people are trying to operate in the gift of the Spirit, but they don't have the whole package. Some of y'all should have been read and see it now. It's right there. See, you cannot operate in gifts without administration. It's right there. You cannot function in gifts without operation. So in order to function in the gift, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost has to be present.
Yes, sir.
Well, I agree. I don't read it in the Bible then. Verse 4. Now there are the verses of gifts, but the same Spirit. So there equated with the gifts is the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
But then we go on. There's some other things had to be done in the spirit world. And there are differences of administrations.
Yes.
But the Lord. So we got to pull Jesus in there.
Uh-huh.
You see it? And there are diversities of what? Operations. But it's the same God which worketh all in all. So we need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to operate in the gifts or in the supernatural properly. You need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to operate in the gifts or the supernatural properly.
You
got to be administered. It got to be in a proper operation. Not just a gift. Gifts have to be administered properly in the Spirit. They have to be operated properly in the Spirit. Then, my brothers and sisters, Then come, look at the next verse, manifestation. But you need the operation, you need the administration, and you need the gift. You need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because in the supernatural, there is a speed or traffic beyond the natural.
Yes.
And you got to know when to slow down.
Yes.
You got to know when to be still.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You got to know how to be still. Be still to know I'm God.
Yes.
You got to know how to be still when it looks like nothing going on.
Yes.
Look like you're losing.
Yes.
But you know within you can't lose. That's come on, y'all hearing me?
Yes,
see, that's operating in the supernatural. See, the supernatural does not operate by feeling. It does not operate by fear. It does not operate by facts. The supernatural is another realm. In other words, the supernatural is in a miracle world. It knows that whatever I'm dealing with can change any minute. The supernatural, Holy Spirit, take me back to the supernatural. So Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural life in me. Holy Spirit, reveal my supernatural life to me daily. You're walking, my brothers and sisters. You're walking in miracle power. You're walking in signs. Oh, come on here. You're walking in wonders. Anything magnificent can happen in my life. Anything can be changed at any moment because I live in the supernatural. I'm not normal. Matter of fact, I want to let you know I'm abnormal. Jesus Christ. Y'all better let me preach up in here. I receive your seat. $200. Receive your seat. So Holy Spirit, reveal my supernatural life to me daily. Gifts, administration, operation, manifestation.
Amen.
Now, here's what the supernatural produces in your life. Here's what you leave here with today. In all the general cycling of your life. Sell it on the inside, and the outside must cooperate. Sell it on the inside. Through meditation, through praying in the spirit, I told you. Huh? Sell it on the inside, and the outside must cooperate. Got no choice. Symptoms. Come on, listen. Signs. Sayings. S-A-Y-N-G-S. Or seen are not in control no more. You leave here today because you came to the Lord's house. You leaving here with a supernatural mindset, a supernatural anointing. No matter what nobody say, let me get back to it. Oh, no, I missed one. Symptoms. I missed one. Symptoms. Signs. Saying or seen are not in control no more. No, I better go over there again. Somebody get set free right now. Somebody got a symptom right now.
Somebody got something, somebody say it right now.
Yes.
Somebody got a sign you're seeing right now. But the Lord is telling you in his house this morning, in his presence, listen, symptoms, sign, saying, or seeing are not in control no more. Is the church here?
Yes, sir.
Online. Y'all hear what I'm online? You online for a reason this morning. You see that, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, symptom will not control your life anymore.
Yes, sir.
Symptom, listen to me. Symptom will not take your joy.
Yes,
symptom will not take your peace anymore. Because you know better. That I'm coming out supernatural. And I'm going to change all symptoms, all signs, all seen, and all saying supernatural. I want you to tell four people I'm a supernatural being. Yes, sir. Come on, sir. I receive a $300 check. Listen very carefully. Take notes. What you need or want in life and don't have is because you have not received and released it from the inside. Woo, priestly roar. Woo. You want me to say that again? Hey, say hey. You're talking to me. Now, I'm going to give you one more chance. Somebody ain't said nothing. Say
hey.
You're talking to me.
Hey.
The Holy Spirit,
is talking to me.
Now listen to this. What you need or want in life and don't have it is because you have not received and released from the inside. Why? Because your very nature is in me, ready to submit to the will and plan of God. Romans 8, submitting to the plan of God. This divine position must be understood and released. Now listen very carefully now, because you just think I'm talking. All decrease in production must be dealt with in your life now. We must do damage to all spiritual darkness in our lives now. Get your joy back. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to use a statement that is covered by a little word called grace. But I want you to get it. I'm going to use a statement. We will stop waiting for what is already done.
Hallelujah.
What John 10:10 said. What he said? What Ephesians 3:20 said? According to the power. It's not automatic. It's yours already.
Yes.
Satan wants you looking for something you already have. He tried to cover it up, but by revelation, you expose that I already got this. You can't hold me here. Sing a song. Just start singing, you know. Start singing. Ain't worried about how good your voice is. Just sing, girl. Sing, man. Hallelujah. 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 A little bit hard sound. I'm blessed. Look at somebody and tell them I'm blessed. Look at somebody and tell them I'm blessed. Look at me now. I'm blessed. We must do damage to all spiritual darkness in our lives now. We will stop waiting for what is already done. We will leap in the great plan of God, living in a holy, a spirit anointed atmosphere. Ooh. Now, I've said these things, but I have to say them, because we've been so far behind. Without the apostle, the Holy Spirit cannot release his full potential to the church. There are, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Explosive moments waiting on us. We are pregnant with supernatural manifestation that are ready to come forth. Come on. We're pregnant with supernatural manifestation that are ready to come forth. Isn't that something? Receive your seed. That's a $100 seed. So you're pregnant with the supernatural. But you got this teaching being taught properly. You got to go over these things. We have to mature. There's some more things I need to say to you. Sit down. Let's go back. Let's go back. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Let's go. Yeah, to operate in the supernatural, you have to die. Go back to Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What does the first sentence say in the next verse? I do not frustrate the grace of God. See? Ooh. I do not frustrate the grace of God. My. All right, take notes here. I'm going to go kind of fast. You must learn how to yield your spirit, soul, and body to God at all times. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You will have to be constantly operated on to remain unlocked.
Absolutely.
Unlocked to the spirit world, you see what I'm saying? Because that flesh and that body and that mind and stuff go on, and you will have to be constantly operated on. And Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12 is operation. The word of God is quick. Powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder. Huh?
Yes,
sir. See the word is supposed to operate on you. You don't supposed to operate on the word. You done got your six scriptures and think you're going to handle God with them six scriptures. Them six scriptures to handle you.
Yes.
Using the three keys, prayer, meditation, and what else?
Worship.
Worship.
And there was a question proposed here that I know your answer. Are you ready to spend the days of heaven on earth? I said, this is very important. James 1:22. I need you to listen with the intent to do. And you will experience the Holy Ghost working through you constantly. Listen with the intent to do, and you will experience the Holy Ghost working through you constantly. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
And I just give you James, what I say, James 1:22? No. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to go by 10 more minutes. 20 if I want. 30 if you don't respond right. Now here's a fact. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Write down 2 Peter chapter 1:1-8, because I might not get to it. I'm about to make a statement. Remember the supernatural. What I said? Is demonstrations, plural, of the Spirit and of power. Remember the supernatural is demonstrations, plural, of the Spirit and of power. Now there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it shows us how this happened. It shows us, it shows us you got to be under supernatural preaching.
Yes, sir.
Or there will not be no supernatural hearing.
That's right.
You can't be traditionally preached to and expect to function in the supernatural. The church let denomination took the place of supernatural. They're arguing about who right and everybody wrong. Now I'm about to close, my brother and sister, but permit yourself, not by feeling, not by facts, but by revelation, to get in the presence of God this morning. Your whole lifestyle, your whole life framing, if you meditate on this, will change. But it has to be done in the Spirit. It won't be done physically. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this apostolic preaching here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, watch how apostolic preaching, that take us to Ephesians 4:11 through 16, where we're a matured Christian. We know we sent out by God. We got the power to lay hand on somebody. Look in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1. I'm going to try to close that. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. She just sounding good. Whoa! You tell Satan that. Oh! Satan said, you're one of them dumb Christians. And then you can holler me out of here. And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. I ain't come to you in a normal form. Paul said, for I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the whole picture. Everything paid for. You can't leave the cross out. You follow me?
Right,
just a little more now. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Don't look like it, but I got it. As a mount of fear and trembling every time I come up here. You don't know it. I got boldness with me, you know. But it's there. But the more I pray and the more I be in the presence of God before I come in your presence, cause me to be stable.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody just got out.
Yes.
Somebody just got in.
Yes.
Somebody just got help.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Come on.
Glory,
hallelujah. Praise. Y'all can get to some prayer. We're going to sing a song. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a supernatural
being. I have a supernatural anointing. I got a supernatural mind. I'm wearing supernatural faith.
I can make supernatural steps.
God the Father.
God the Son.
God the Holy Ghost.
Live
on the inside of me.
I'm a representative
of the kingdom of God.
I walk by faith
and not by sight.
I'm led by the Spirit
and not by the flesh.
I'm not going to let feeling control me.
Matter of fact, I glorify God right now. I magnify God right now.
All is well.
I'm blessed going in.
I'm blessed coming out.
I'm the head
and not the tail.
I'm above
and not beneath.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I'm walking in green pastures.
I'm led beside still water.
Oh, hallelujah.
Surely
goodness and mercy
shall follow me all the day
of my life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I think I want to pray him right now.
Thank God for all the good things he's doing in my life.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm led by the Spirit.
I'm fed by the Spirit.
I'm read by the Spirit.
I'm led by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
From the inside,
I'm turning around
everything in my life.
From the inside,
I'm a new creature.
On the inside,
I have a divine nature.
On the inside,
I'm turning that divine nature loose
right now.
I'm taking my joy back.
Joy
unspeakable
and full of glory.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength.
I'll close with this. I'll pick up on it the next. I need to finish a lot more stuff. It's time to change the superficial for the supernatural.
It's time
to change the superficial
for the supernatural.
If you ever feel like you losing from this day forward, it's superficial. Stand still long enough to let the supernatural kick in. And no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter who against you, no matter what, it's all sin.